A few weeks later, and maybe half the shoppers were masked, the other half unmasked, like I was. But now, when I go to the store, I am in the minority. Looking around for anyone else similarly barefaced, there are always one or two others, and we half grin and nod to one another in solidarity. But I can feel it, the pressure to conform to the crowd. It is real and palpable. But since when was that a good reason to do anything? The Apostle Paul wrote the lion's share of the New Testament epistles, letters to the churches. In the epistles, he encouraged, rebuked, corrected, and taught new believers to believe the truth, live out the gospel, and beware of false teachers and bad doctrine. In his letter to the church in Rome in particular, Paul took time in the 13th chapter to explain the relationship between God and government and man. And how was the Christian specifically to relate to the government? Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Romans 13:1, ESV. Yet two important truths become clear when we read the rest of the story. First, there must be limits to our subjection to human authority. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the court of Babylon exemplify this in the Old Testament. So do Peter and Paul in the New Testament. When the civil government tells us to do something that contradicts what God has told us to do, we must obey God rather than men. Second, the argument Paul makes for why we must submit to governing authorities is reverence for God. In other words, Christians submit to earthly authority out of respect for God's authority. Similarly, we love God because he first loved us, and we love our neighbor as we love ourselves as an extension of the greatest commandment, loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. So then, with regards to mask mandates, for instance, are we disobeying God if we obey such a mandate? And are we being unloving toward our neighbor to refuse to wear masks? To be clear, there is no prohibition on masks in the scriptures, so far as I know. Therefore, we are not disobeying God to wear masks if our governor or mayor command us to. As for whether we are being unloving toward our neighbor to refuse to wear masks, I do not believe that based on the science I have seen. Yet I can see how people who have been led to believe that masks save lives would logically conclude that refusing to wear masks will cost lives. Therefore, a flippant attitude toward other people being endangered by non-compliance with mask mandates is characterized as a lack of love. Unfortunately, Christians like the pastor of my friend from Montana have missed out on a critically important question in all of this, particularly with regards to Romans 13. Whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. Romans 13:2, ESV. But your mayor and city council and governor are not all that is meant by the authorities. And they are not the only authorities here. They are not all of the authorities, and they are not the highest authorities. This one says, go to work. That one says, stay home. This one says, go to church. That one prohibited you from going to church. Wear masks, or else you are free to wear a mask if you want to. Who has the final say? The various self-proclaimed authorities often disagree and contradict one another. They cannot all be right. More than that, however, in the United States of America, our government is founded on the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights, and many government officials have willfully forgotten that fact, and they need to be reminded, so we must remind them. Many forces in this country and around the world, for good and for ill, are heavily invested in the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. But 4 years ago, we had another presidential election, which Donald Trump won. And as if on cue, a movement was immediately born to oppose him. Its members literally called themselves the Resistance and shamelessly declared their rebellion. And their mission for the past 4 years has been to obstruct, harass, besmirch, oppose, and undermine President Trump and anyone associated with him. Practicing lawfare, launching illegal investigations, bearing false witness in the media and courts. The attacks have been nonstop and exhaustive. But then also, Antifa and Black Lives Matter have played the street game, looting stores, burning cars and businesses, smashing windows, and generally vandalizing American cities. The anti-fascists have made these their mission. They punish and counteract the president and his supporters, as well as conservative pundits and thinkers in general. Acting like an American Gestapo, they use force and threats of violence to promote a kind of rigid conformity with the new laws of leftism. Now ask yourself how convenient masks are to these looters, rioters, and insurrectionists who might otherwise be caught on camera, identified, and brought to justice. My answer is that it is too convenient if everyone is supposed to wear masks, mandated to even, when such provides cover for these lawless persons to carry out the terroristic aspects of the resistance in anonymity. To put it more bluntly, I am strongly opposed to mask mandates, not because I am intent on resisting governing authorities. I am strongly opposed to mask mandates because I see them as an extension of a years-long campaign to resist and overthrow the governing authorities. But what about private businesses? King Soopers, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and others here in Greeley, Colorado, have signs on their entrances telling shoppers that masks are required for entrance to the store. I know. Naked-faced, I have walked right past most of them at least once in the past month. But Garrett, you may say, do you similarly flaunt signs that say, no shoes, no shirt, no service? To that, I answer that I do not. Those signs are not the slightest issue for me because they are not at all politically motivated. Mask mandates obviously are, however. And if I cannot walk into the store without a mask on, I surely hope curbside pickup is an option, or else deliver my groceries, or else I will take my business elsewhere. And the same holds true for church. If a church and pastor insist I must wear a mask in order to enter, I will either find another church to attend, or I will stay home. It is as simple as that. If your pastor disagrees, that is between him and the Lord. As for me and my house, however, I cannot in good conscience participate in the mandatory mask-wearing trend or jump on that bandwagon because it lends credence to the larger insurrectionist movement which mask mandates represent to me. Today they insist you have to wear masks. If they succeed in getting you to obey that order, you have empowered and encouraged them to give you more orders. Tomorrow, they will insist you get their experimental vaccine. Then they will insist on implanting a medical biochip to monitor your vitals. By the power vested in me as a man, husband, father, and American citizen, I decline. I am disinclined to acquiesce with your request.